Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
It chose you from the world to go and bear fruit to be last, says the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. This sign will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they will speak new languages, they will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Today we celebrate the conversion of St. Paul. We know he was on his way to catch the Christian in the prison. Then, on the way, he heard a voice, "Saul, Saul, why have you persecuted me?" Then he said, "Who are you?" The voice said, "I'm Jesus Christ. You are the one who persecuted me." So Paul says, Saul says, "What do you want me to do?" Then Jesus informed him to go to the city and look for someone who would teach him what to do. Saul has his own freedom to follow or not follow. Eventually, he followed the voice of God. For us also, we have to follow the voice of God, not only once, but always. Because there's always temptations. Many times we might halfway, we will not continue. We need this continuity with the special grace of God. So tell Jesus that we are weak. Many times we do not follow him thoroughly. Jesus, you know us. We tell you, we trust in you. We start again today, every present moment, to do your will.